Back now with Day to Day. Toyota announced yesterday it will idle all of its plants in Japan for 11 days in February and in March. Plant shutdowns in North America continue to send shockwaves through the auto parts supply industry. And as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports, some may not be able to hold on much longer.
With the closing of all of Toyota's plants in Japan for nearly 2 weeks, it's become clear that the woes of the car industry go beyond the failings of Detroit's automakers. And when Toyota or GM closes down a plant, dozens of auto suppliers find themselves in trouble along with them. Today, the huge plant floor at Bozell Industries in Ypsilanti, Michigan, is unusually quiet. Normally, the plant's 65 workers would be busy making exhaust systems for the Cadillac DTS, the Buick Lucerne, and the Ford Explorer. Normally, plant manager Bill Bowling would be too busy to give an impromptu tour of the facility.
Well, normally, you'd see the hustle and bustle of a automotive exhaust manufacturing plant. We have a lot of welding and a lot of steel manipulation that goes on here.
But shutdowns of manufacturing plants means orders aren't coming in for Bozell. After year-end inventory is done, the plant will be quieter still.
Starting this coming Monday, the entire plant is shut. The doors are closed. Everyone is out, including me. So, I mean, it's truly a plant-wide, everybody-out-the-door type situation.
Until now, Bozell has spread fewer orders equally among all its North American factories. So far, no factory has been shut down completely. Many auto supply companies say they've already reduced staff to the bone. Other than filing for bankruptcy, there's not a whole lot more they can do. Julie Frame is an executive with Visteon, one of North America's biggest auto suppliers.
We have employees on a four-day work week. Commensurate with that, we also reduced salaries by 20%.
But many in the industry expect the pain to last through all of 2009 and into 2010, and that will be too long for many suppliers, especially the smallest ones. Rebecca Lindland is an analyst for IHN Global Insight. She says these companies are still critical to the finished product, even though some make very small parts.
Nuts and bolts and screws and sealants and gaskets and, you know, smaller parts that make up a larger, say, instrument panel.
Lindland predicts that many small suppliers won't survive the next 2 months, let alone 2009. Dave Andrea of the Auto Supply Association, OESA, says about half of suppliers are in deep trouble, though he stresses the industry as a whole is resilient.
The first and most important thing to keep in mind is there is going to be an auto industry on the other side of the current crisis here.
But coming out of the crisis, whether it happens in 2009 or 2010, won't be without its bumps. The pain could be shared equally by foreign companies like Toyota and domestic auto companies because they share many of the same auto suppliers. With fewer of those suppliers, any hot-selling vehicle could be slow coming off the assembly line, while the manufacturer frantically searches for a company that can make a small but vital part. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton.